This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good text here as we head into the 9 o'clock hour on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Texter says, I didn't dislike Laramie Tunsil, but I've been telling my wife they have to fix the O-line or everything else is meaningless. I was like, yes, they get it. Thank goodness. And that was a thought that I had, Seth, as this was all unfolding yesterday. Like, these aren't dummies that run the team or coach the team. Like, they've seen what we've been seeing for a long time. It's just that I felt like during the season they were paying lip service to it, that acted like, no, the offensive line is real. It's everything, you know.
Yeah,
we're this close,
right?
You know?
Yeah, like, no, it's not just the offensive line.
Right.
There's lots of stuff. Now, obviously, Bobby Slowick had a lot to do with it too.
Yeah,
just actions speak louder than words. Bobby Slowick was fired. Shaq Mason was released. Laramie Tunsil was traded away. That the things that they're doing to address the situation that others on the outside of Houston are saying, whoa, how could you get rid of your best pass protector? It honestly, Ben, if you could pull up the C.J. Stroud audio again. This is C.J. Stroud on the Pivot podcast last year talking about Laramie Tunsil.
You know, like, the main dude was LT. Like, you know, LT, like, he a vet. Like, yeah. He not doing an extra practice. Like, you know, like.
He's not doing anything extra at practice.
That guy.
Which, look, I played in the NFL 10 years. I've seen there's lots of guys around the league that are kind of vet type guys. But you have to go back to D'Amico and think about that SWARM acronym that he lives by.
Yes.
Special work ethic. Special work ethic and relentless mindset. And you think about some of the better players on this team that have a workaholic mentality. Derek Stingley is out there before practice, after practice. He's a younger guy, sure. Oh, Danielle Hunter, Jerry Hughes, guys like that. Out there before practice, after practice, working with the younger guys. Stephon Diggs, last year, I would say he was SWARM. He was always working with somebody, doing this, doing a little bit extra all the time. Special work ethic and relentless mindset. It's not just a placard that some coaches put up on the wall because it's a good speech in training camp. That is his religion. That's his football religion. Special work ethic and relentless mindset. And meanwhile, you've got your young, impressionable quarterback talking about what he thinks a vet is, and that's Laramie Tunsil. That it's unacceptable. If you're going to be true to your word, you know, if your football religion is special work ethic and relentless mindset, you can't be making excuses for somebody in your congregation just going out and, you know, living like a wild man away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta believe it. You gotta be like a fundamentalist in terms of your football religion. And it's, you know, people can say all they want. They're like, well, no, he was fine. He was well-liked in the locker room. Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah.
When the guy that's the highest paid and when, yeah, he's not a jerk or an a-hole or anything, that's an issue in terms of leadership by example. That's when it's the offensive line, the position that is supposed to be the most blue-collar, the most selfless, also has the highest paid guy who has more false starts over a five-year period than anybody else in the league, which is selfish in and of itself.
Yeah.
That's not leadership. No. That's a bad example.
Yeah, and that he's getting voted a captain each of these seasons is a huge red flag.
Right, yeah. The fact that his players, the fact that his teammates vote him a captain, that's just a problem. That's not an endorsement.
That's not just liking a guy. That's liking a guy to the nth degree.
And like, having a bad understanding of what kind of football player you have as a leader and who you should want to be.
Yeah.
It's just, yes, and look, it's reflected on the offense, not just because of Laremy Tunsil, but there's no part of that offense, save for several guys, where you feel like, oh yeah, that guy knows what swarm is.
Right.
Very few of them.
Very few. And they need to bring guys in that demonstrate that example. Yeah, we've had people texting in, and I've seen on Twitter too, what's the comp with the Hopkins trade here? And I would say the only similarity with the Hopkins trade for me, that's 5 years ago now, is that DeAndre Hopkins also, in part, got sent out because he didn't like to practice either. You know, Laremy doesn't like to practice. DeAndre doesn't like to practice. I think that's where the similarities end. Like, DeAndre was still elite at his job. They didn't get back nearly enough for him. In fact, you could argue they got negative back for him because of what David Johnson was when they got him here. To me, the big difference with the two trades was just internalizing both of them. The Hopkins trade, that day, I remember standing at my counter in my kitchen waiting to see what the compensation was. When I saw the tweet yesterday, Seth, that they put up on ESPN when I was out around enjoying this nice weather watching ESPN outside, and they said that Laremy Tunsil has been traded to Washington for a package of picks, I really didn't care what the picks were. I mean, I cared. I didn't want it to be 2/6 or something like that. And I knew it wouldn't be. I know that Laremy is still highly regarded by teams that aren't around him every day and see that maybe he's not as swarmy as some outside this market think he may be. I was more about what was going out. I was more about the fact that, okay, this offensive line room is not going to be the ethos of that offensive line room will no longer be held hostage. The standard will no longer be, oh, our best player practices when he wants to and jumps off sides or false starts all the time. So that part I was excited about, like, okay, now we can reimagine this offensive line room. Titus better get on board or you're next, that kind of thing. The other thing that really hit home with me was the same thing that hit home when Bobby Slowick got fired, which is, my concern during the season when things were going very poorly and it felt like D'Amico Ryans was taking up for guys that did not deserve to be taken up for to an extreme degree. And I understand coaches don't want to throw guys under the bus. I get all that. That offensive line was going to get C.J. Stroud killed at one point during the season. Be angry about it, please. And I'm sure D'Amico is. He's better at containing his anger than maybe I am or you am. But real quick, my big question was, could he make will he make these hard types of decisions easily? And he did. Like, he fired Bobby Slowick 3 days after the season was over, and he's working with Nick right now to do a complete overhaul of this offensive line.
Well, and to get back to the question you started that with, how do you compare this to the DeAndre Hopkins trade? Yeah. The biggest thing that, whether you, no matter how you feel about either of those players, DeAndre Hopkins or Laremy Tunsil, the compensation was appropriate in this one. Mm-hmm. This is the big drastic thing about the DeAndre Hopkins trade was it felt very much like Bill O'Brien just wanted to be rid of him no matter what. And it was awful, awful, awful compensation when the rest of the league wasn't even aware that the Texans were trying to trade DeAndre Hopkins. It was very poorly executed. Yeah. By and large, most of the smart, nerdy types are saying that this is appropriate compensation. So I don't have any issue, especially the days of trading of two first round picks or whatever else for a player that's fallen out of fashion the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So the compensation is appropriate as opposed to the DeAndre Hopkins situation, which was drastically wrong.
I'm happy with the compensation. A few texts on the Jim Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. CJ would get his ass handed to him because of the O-line, and then none of those fat bastards would come pick him up or help him up.
Yeah, they're too tired. Yeah. They're like, oh, I got to go clubbing later.
Remember
got Coachella tickets.
As long as we're bringing up Laremy Tunsil's greatest hits on this day in which he's being sent out of town, remember the Denver game? CJ's rookie year where CJ went nose-to-nose with Alex Singleton, and it turned into a bit of a shoving match, and all the offensive linemen came running over except for...
Yeah.
Laramie's like, that's a long way to run, man. That's happening really far away from
me. Yeah, it's and the bigger part of it too is when I see people outside of Houston say, "Well, he's such a good pass protector." Right. But he's not a good run blocker.
No.
He tried. He had a little stretch this year where it looked like he was okay. He made some progress as a run blocker, but even then it was still a lazy version of run blocking. Whenever he had a chance to just kind of pivot on somebody and seal him off, instead of reach him, he would take the easy way out, and defenses started to game that. That's why his stretch of good run blocking was kind of short-lived, because defenses started to figure out, oh, outside zone's going to get turned back in because Laramie's just going to wheel on a guy, not get marked down on the run grade for that play, and then we'll just wait and see. If you can't run the ball on first or second down, you end up in second and long. You end up in third and long. And that doesn't hurt Laremy Tunsil's pass blocking grade much because he's really good at pass protecting. It hurts your team because you don't have good pass protectors elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it's you can't just say, oh, it's a modern NFL. Run game doesn't really matter that much. It matters if you're awful at it. It matters if you're atrocious at run blocking, because even when Joe Mixon would have good days rushing, there would still be way too many instances and plays and series in which he got tackled for a loss. You know, and then the drive is over. Once you're tackled for a loss on first or second down, it's really, really hard to convert that set of downs. So he was part and parcel to the run game not taking off. That wasn't exclusively his fault. And there was just zero physicality to his game in the manner in which D'Amico Ryans wants his football players to look like.
Yep.
Like he wants guys that play like the guys on defense do. And you can't have the bell cow in terms of contract on offense being the guy who cares least about physicality.
I agree. I totally agree. Now, that said, if you want to kind of contextualize the urgency with which they need to act now, both in free agency and the draft, I'm guessing, Seth, if they were to have to play a game today, as far as what's in the building right now on the offensive line.
Yeah.
If they had to play a game today, I'm just going through this in my head and looking at the depth chart. Your starting offensive line as of right now, it's obviously going to change, but just to contextualize, would probably be left to right, Blake Fisher left tackle, Kenyon Green left guard, Jarrett Patterson center, Juice Scruggs right guard, and Titus Howard at right tackle.
Yeah.
You got to find guys.
Right, they got to find some guys. They've got to get better play out of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm more optimistic than I know the vast majority of people are about the potential for some of those guys to be better next year just by hopefully having a better offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. We don't know if Kaylee's going to be a better offensive coordinator or not until he does it, but the fact that Kaylee just really hammers home fundamentals when I've seen him speak, that matters because Bobby Slowick was not a fundamentals guy. I don't know how much he really ever talked about it. He talked about execution, but not how to get the execution.
Right.
And there were a lot of things that the offensive line was doing last year that were fundamentally haphazard and bad. I know, because there's a lot of really good high school football coaches in Houston. I know there are a lot of the high school coaches in Houston this year that were like wondering what the hell they were doing, or what is that footwork? Is that something I should be teaching in a clinic? Because it sure doesn't look very good.
Right.
It was bad. It was really, really bad.
Yep.
So the assistant offensive lineman, Cole Popovich, offensive line coach, is now your assistant, your head offensive line coach.
Yeah.
I don't know how much he was biting his tongue last year. I don't know how much, he probably had a good and frank and open and honest discussion with Nick Kaylee and D'Amico Ryans about what went wrong on offense last year. But you got to hope that Cole Popovich was, as a good employee, doing what you're told and trying to do to the best of your ability what you're being asked to do, but inside dying because he thought things needed to be done differently.
Yeah. And hopefully they're well on their way to something that looks a little bit more like what he wants to coach. Yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When Cole Popovich was named the assistant coach, I saw a lot of people say, well, why didn't he do something? Why didn't he speak up? You gotta think about this the way a hierarchy like a football team works. It's that you're an assistant offensive line coach. You are low man on the totem pole. It's right between the quality control assistants and the actual assistant coach. That's you. You can make suggestions. You can maybe diplomatically suggest things depending on what the personality of your coaches are, but there's only so much you can do. Yeah. You gotta hope that Cole Popovich was the classic guy who was like, oh boy, I'm gonna be a good soldier. I'm not gonna say a damn thing, but I would do things differently.
Yeah, you can't take the wheel. You know, you're riding shotgun. You can't take the wheel. Sorry, you can suggest.
It's not the way. Yeah, show me all of the young lieutenants that ascended to general
right.
by telling their colonels they were idiots for the way they were doing things.
Thank you.
Just gotta. There's a chain of command that you got to
right.
follow.
Larry's in Stafford. I'm guessing has thoughts on Laramie Tunsil. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, gentlemen? I just I really had to get in here today to tell y'all that. My excitement level when Laramie Tunsil's ass was shipped out of Houston yesterday, it almost mirrors the day the franchise was named to come to Houston. And I'll tell you why. Laramie Tunsil was an albatross in that building over there. And I don't give a damn about all the dudes in the locker room talking about he was a great dude and all this other stuff. What we were watching with Laramie Tunsil was probably one of the most selfish football players I've ever seen. He had no interest in being a leader. Leaders are people that have people follow them. And when Laramie Tunsil was out on the field and playing football the way that he was playing football, the rest of those dudes looked as passive as he is. And the fact that Nick and D'Amico realized that they had to change that whole attitude on that offensive line, because if we were going to go anywhere as a team, it had to be with removing that Astrodome, which I call Laramie Tunsil. You get his ass out the building and send him to wherever you want to send him, and you allow that locker room to become rejuvenated, because now there's going to be a completely different energy on that offensive line. We watched Laramie Tunsil try to run block for 5 or 6 seasons, and we're just like, well, all his PFF grades saying that he's the best pass rusher, pass blocking dude, and we're watching this dude have dudes run stunts on him, and he's looking around trying to figure out how to fix his gloves. It was about as frustrating as it could possibly be, and the compensation that we got for him was well within line. Don't even compare it to that DeAndre Hopkins, because the only name you have to mention in that DeAndre Hopkins trade was that sorry ass number 31, Donald David Johnson. We are in a better place right now because the Houston Texans understand that if you're going to play football, you have to be stout in the trenches. Fellas, I was so happy yesterday because it just finally made sense to me that DeMeco is the leader that's going to lead these boys to the promised land, because you have to do stuff like that and get those kind of dudes out of your locker room so that you can put the kind of foundation in place. And if that offensive line is going to do anything, they better protect my quarterback. And DeMeco and Nick understood that, fellas, and aha.
I appreciate it, Larry. You know what would be fun is if they traded Titus to Washington also. And then the Coachella twins would be back together again. Washington can get a real taste of what skinny jeans on O-linemen are like.
Cliff Kingsbury's probably thrilled.
Right,
I
know.
Like, oh, man.
That's what I said earlier. I feel like Laramie kind of will vibe with Cliff a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to be trading EDM playlists and everything. They'll be they'll be good. Yeah,
good,
yeah.
Man. That'd be good. Give him Titus too, man. As long as we're at it, just ship him Titus for a sixth. Take his salary. Instead, throw another sixth. You get the.
It's look. I don't need to try to. I don't want to even make it about personal this or that or like anything, character flaws or whatever. Just from a football film standpoint, when you watch Laramie Tunsil play football, yes, he's a very, very good pass protector. But there is nothing about his game, including the selfishness of all of his false starts, there's nothing about his game that personifies the type of player that DeMeco Ryans wants. And leadership by paycheck is a thing in the NFL. When you've got young players that want to be regarded as one of the best at their position, yep, and they want to make a boatload of money and they get that second contract, when the example they see in front of them every day is a guy that just kind of cares about one aspect of the game, doesn't do anything extra, embodies zero of the swarm, special work ethic and relentless mindset that DeMeco Ryans lives by, it's bad. It's a bad example for the position group that is the still, despite everything that's changed in professional football, and the way players are more encouraged to express their personalities, all that. That's the position group where you want old school guys that are selfless, that care about their teammates, that don't blame the damn center for their own false starts.
Yeah.
Like, how many different centers did he blame for false starts by insinuation over the years?
However many they've had over 6 years. That's
and it only ever seemed to be a problem for Laramie.
Yeah.
None of the other offensive linemen had an issue with the center in the snap count.
Dude.
But somehow Laramie, the best offensive player, or best offensive lineman, couldn't figure out it was the center's fault.
Garrett,
yeah. Like, you just can't do it.
Garrett from Houston Stressens has a cut up. I think it looks like, I didn't get through the whole video, but it looks like it's all of Laramie's false starts. At least from the Vikings game, which was a lot. And yeah, the very first one, man, or it might have been the second one, that there's more than one that I have to remember is an indicator of the problem. But there was one, and you know a false start's coming because that's what the gist of the video is. He's leaning backwards the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can tell because you know a false start's coming. You're dialed in on him, and he looks like he's about to tip over. And like, oh, here it comes. And then all of a sudden, he just can't hold himself anymore. And he just basically just falls backwards into a full drop step. You know what I mean? And nobody's moved on either side of the football. Like,
he was a football version of, man, having bubble guts and just trying to get to the toilet on time. It was just, it's about to blow.
Here it goes. Oh. We're giving away rodeo tickets in the next segment, so be listening for that. There is one big release that we are counting down on here in my mind still as a Houston Texan fan. We'll tell you who it is coming up next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.